I always dreamed of having a gazebo, Haley murmurs, fitting her curves against my hard body and tucking her head into my chest. Sitting out in it at night? Did I tell you that? No? Yes. There's something about sitting outside with the stars that's so simple and beautiful and romantic. Nothing we can create is as awe-inspiring as what already exists, but that's not a reason to stop trying. I could listen to her talk all night. It's one of my favorite things about her, the way she thinks. I know she doesn't let many people into her head, and I'm endlessly humbled and amazed she lets me in. That's why I started coding. The idea that we can construct music that moves us deep down so that we can call on that kind of wonder whenever we want. Sounds like being a god. More like being an engineer. A god creates something from nothing. You were always a god to me, Jax. You always had that power, and you wield it with more grace than I've ever seen. Christ, the emotion her words elicit has my ribs expanding until I swear they're going to crack. Her fingers trail over my heart, and I swallow the ache, capturing those fingers and holding them still. If this woman ever leaves me, I don't know what I'll do. She's the only one who sees me, the only one I want to go through everything with. I could live without money, without fame, maybe even without music, but without her, I don't ever want to feel what that's like again. So, tomorrow's the rehearsal dinner, she whispers. I'm sure everything will go smoothly. Have we learned nothing from these past few days? I tease, and she bursts out laughing. Let's enjoy tonight. Uh-huh. I pull her mouth to mine and kiss her hard. But I need so much more than the feel of her sweet lips opening for me. I need to claim every inch of her, inside and out, to remind us both she's mine. In my head, I know I get to have her like this for the rest of my life. That knowledge does nothing to reduce the urgency inside me, the conviction that if I don't claim her tonight, I've lost. I kiss her with that inexplicable need, and she moans as my tongue strokes hers. I skim my hands down her sides, memorizing each slow curve of her breasts, her waist, her ass, as if I might never get to touch them again. Haley kisses me back with the same sweet fervor, impatient hands grasping the bottom of my t-shirt and yanking up. I chuckle against her lips as she strips my shirt over my head. She rears back to look at me, her hungry gaze lingering on my hard abs before dragging up my chest. I want to tell her to hurry up, but I also want her to take her time. I see her mind working, devouring each inch of me, see the desire and overwhelm on her face. Music made me a king. She makes me a god.